T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bill Barr, Attorney General, over the weekend, Lee, accused Antifa and other similar groups of stoking and instigating these riots, a lot of the violence that you've seen. And Trump declared, finally, good for him, Antifa a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
That was not met with a lot of enthusiasm from the left.
No.
Needless to say. Here's Bill Barr over the weekend, our Attorney General.
Unfortunately, with the rioting that is occurring in many of our cities around the country, the voices of peaceful protest are being hijacked by violent radical elements. Groups of outside radicals and agitators are exploiting the situation to pursue their own separate and violent agenda. In many places, it appears the violence is planned, organized, and driven by anarchic and left extremist groups, far left extremist groups, using Antifa-like tactics, many of whom travel from outside the state to promote the violence. It is a federal crime to cross state lines or to use interstate facilities to incite or participate in violent rioting. And we will enforce those laws.
Good. It's about time.
Yeah.
They've been allowed to run wild and do whatever they feel like for a long time. And that's where we are in this country. If, you know, if you've got what's considered a legitimate grievance by the left, we're just not going to apply the law to you. I mean, if you want to trace this back to where it started, this all began because that Minneapolis mayor said, you know what, just let them have the police precinct. We could stop them. They haven't breached the perimeter. But just let them have the police precinct. And then that was immediately established as the standard. That if they're mad, you got to let them burn whatever they want to burn. You got to let them blow up whatever they want to blow up. It's your duty. They can do whatever they want. And that's after months of our governors and mayors and people like that telling us we couldn't do anything we want.
Yeah.
You know what
couldn't
I mean?
Couldn't go to work, couldn't go to church.
So apparently we could have just blown up a couple of police cars and then been on our way and it'd been fine, right? If we were the right people. And that's what's so frustrating about this. You know what kills me all over the country? I mean, I'm going to try to run down these in one segment. It's going to be hard to do.
Yes, it will.
But there are people all over the country being beaten, severely injured, hurt, and killed by these riots. And it's just shrug of the shoulders. This one from Rochester, New York. There's a pretty horrible beating of a woman outside a business there. She made the mistake. She tried to stop. This is from the news report from Rochester local news. She tried to stop people from smashing the windows of the Rochester Fire Equipment Company. The woman and her husband lived above the store. The group apparently had been trying to loot a jewelry store next door. As the woman talks to the small mob, they suddenly turn and start attacking her, one woman punching her, another man beating her with a board, and others join in the attack. Her husband tries to come to the defense of his wife with a golf club, but they turn on him. The video stops because the mob suddenly realizes they're being filmed, and they start to go after this guy, Joe Painter, the man who took the video. They beat him as well.
Wonderful.
That sound to you like peaceful protest?
No. No, that doesn't sound to me about people who are interested in justice.
Yeah, that's just, as long as they're mad, it doesn't matter who they beat. And, you know, if you get in their way, you should probably be beaten. It's where we are today.
Yeah.
And I'm really afraid, Lee, at the idea of this being normalized, that based on, you know, almost no information on a case, we're going to go wild and burn the country down and we'll figure out later what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, And I don't know what this means. The autopsy is finding some really weird things. The guy did not, George Floyd, die of asphyxiation, nor did he die of strangulation. It's this sort of real weird mishmash of what he might have died of. It reads like they're not really sure. It says that the policeman George Floyd, putting the knee on the throat likely contributed to the death, but it also says that it appears there were intoxicating substances in his blood, too. They're still waiting on the final autopsy report because there's more tests that have to come back. So, I mean, just for once in this country, could we just wait to burn stuff down till we get the final autopsy report?
No, we've got to have justice now, Tara. We have to have it now.
Even though we don't know what we're talking about.
The facts don't matter. Exactly.
We've
none of that matters.
No idea what we're talking about.
We're going to react in a knee-jerk fashion to the circumstances immediately before us on network and social media platforms. And we are going to immediately react without actually having the facts of anything before us. That's what we do now.
Right. And so if it turns out later that it was a little more complicated than that, I guess we just shrug our shoulders and we don't care, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because the crisis was not wasted.
The exam concluded, this is from the local television station there, that the combined effects of being restrained, potential intoxicants in Floyd's system, that's one of the tests that still has to come back, and his underlying health issues, including heart disease, likely contributed to his death. Well, that's really murky. And see, this is why last week I said, Lee, I'm not doing this.
I know.
Not doing this anymore. And I have not talked at all about the shooting in Georgia. I refuse. And the big red flag for me there is, oh, by the way, there's another video. It won't be released till the trial. Well, what's on it? I'm so sick and tired. Every one of these cases starts this way. It's irrefutable. You don't need to know anything else.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty slam dunk. It always does when the media gets started on one of these. And then later on, when a jury, including usually black members, looks at it, bam, not guilty. Over and over and over and over. I am sick and tired of this. Look, we can react and we can deal with injustice in this country, but we got to figure out what the heck happened first. Can we just figure out what happened first? Believe me, there's plenty of time to take care of this officer. And he most certainly, as we've seen in these cases, will be brought to justice if he did something wrong. Let's just wait and see. That doesn't mean that you don't care. It doesn't mean that you're not, you know, moved by the situation. It just means you want to figure out what the heck is going on. But no, burn down the country and figure out what happened later. Lee, I mean, it was just amazing to watch these protesters last week or this weekend at downtown Greenville. They're still shouting, hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, which
didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
Not even close.
Truth over facts, Tara. Truth over facts.
And my source on that, again, is the Obama Justice Department. They found Officer Darren Wilson was trying to defend himself. He was engaging in self-defense. He was not guilty. That's Obama's Justice Department. There was no hands up, don't shoot. Mr. Brown broke into the officer's car, Darren Wilson's car, wrestled him for the gun, managed to fire a shot in an attempt to execute him. That's why his DNA was in the car and on the gun. That's a real different story from hands up, don't shoot, isn't it?
It certainly is.
That's a story of an incredible will to survive on the part of the police officer. And yet these protesters downtown Greenville are chanting hands up, don't shoot. They think it's real. Lee, they are. I just watching one of them, this one woman in the video from downtown Greenville, and there's tears streaming down her face. And I just wanted to sit with her for an hour very calmly and say, listen, I know you think that this is what's going on in America, but you are a victim of the mainstream media. It's not what you think in this country. This country is not perfect, but it's certainly not a place where Mr. Brown was executed with his hands in the air. That didn't happen. Maddening.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're literally watching the collapse of the rule of law across the country. So I thought I would talk to our state's top cop, Attorney General Alan Wilson. Welcome to the show this morning.
Terrence, great to be with you as always. I hope you are doing well and surviving everything, COVID and riots. Jeez. And everything else that goes with it.
Murder hornets, too. Yeah. Just wanted to pick your brain about this. What do you think as you're watching this across the country, Attorney General?
Well, first off, it's sad, and then also it's frustrating, and then also it makes you angry because there should be certain issues in this world that everybody agrees with. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, young, old, black, white, there's just certain fundamental things we should all be speaking with one voice on. And, you know, the death of George Floyd was tragic and senseless, and it's something that we can all agree on that should never have happened. We don't know the backstory of how he was arrested. I've read reports, but we all saw the video, and I don't think anybody that I've talked to that's reasonable agrees with what went down. But what came after that is what is absolutely just shocking. And when you see a lot of people coming out to speak in one voice, and then all of a sudden that voice turns into violence and destruction and vandalism and theft. This has nothing to do with about social injustice or equality. This has nothing to do with any of the things that people were talking about at the beginning of last week. This is just total anarchy, and it makes me angry.
What can we do? Is there anything we can do to prevent this from just becoming a way of life in the U.S.? Because this looks like where we're headed. I mean, when you have to take the president down to the bunker and you have over 50 Secret Service agents injured, trying to protect the White House, and the mayor of D.C. refuses to send police help to the White House. I mean, is this how we're going to live, do you think?
You know, I certainly hope not. You know, what I do believe, though, is I do believe there's a certain group in our society out there that they are looking for some predicate reason to go out and vandalize people, threaten people, destroy property, steal property. And this is just something they've hijacked a relevant issue that many peaceful people want to go out and talk about, you know, and exercise their First Amendment rights. But there's a group out there that are just using a subterfuge to go out and create these riotous situations. So, anomaly. You know, if you remember 5 years ago, we had those horrible church shootings in Charleston, and that was in the wake of what had happened in New York with Eric Garner, and then also in Missouri. But we didn't see this in South Carolina, and those shootings happened in Charleston, and we didn't see this type of reaction. So, have we devolved since 2015, or is this just an anomaly? And that I don't know.
That's, you make a really great point. I mean, those were horribly violent shootings in Charleston, and yet we didn't have bloodshed and things burning down. And maybe that's because the mentality here is different than across the country. But I'm afraid that we are adopting a morality system that says if you are on the left and you're aggrieved, then you could do whatever you want. Doesn't matter how many laws you break in the process or who you hurt.
No, you're absolutely right. And again, I don't know. I don't have any friends that I'm aware of. Obviously, no one that would ever admit it to me that is a racist. And I don't know anybody that would approve of any racial conduct. But, you know, one thing I want to point out is that the officer that was involved in the killing of George Floyd, you know, I don't know what I don't know. And, people that are watching the news, they don't know either. But people are assuming that this is a racially motivated killing of an officer, a white officer of a black man. And it might be. But we don't know that. I've read, and I don't know if it's true, but I've read that there were 18 complaints against this officer beforehand. And if that is true, I would be interested to know, are those 18 complaints against 18 African-American citizens, or is he equally discriminatory against everybody because he did, you know, he has a bad temper and he's a cop with a badge and a gun and a bad disposition, and he just treats everybody horribly. I don't know the answers to those questions, but somehow this thing got knee-jerked to a racial issue. And I'm not saying there isn't racial injustice, and I'm not saying that there aren't people who are racist, and I'm not saying we shouldn't be talking about those and having those discussions. But does this issue rise to the racial level that it has in our country throughout every major city that you see on the news? And I'm afraid that I don't know that that's the case.
And you know what's interesting? It doesn't get asked both ways. I looked at the Washington Post Fatal Force database. It's FBI. This is, you know, FBI raw data. And 1,004 people were killed in 2019 by the police, Alan Wilson. And if you're just tuning in, Alan Wilson is our South Carolina State Attorney General. So I looked it up, and you can actually break it down in the database and just look at facts. And of the 1,004 people shot and killed by police, of course, we don't want that to happen to anybody in our country. The largest number were white, 370. And it's amazing to me that last year, 370 white people were shot and killed by the police. And I didn't see a single video. I didn't see a single story. I didn't see anything. The next biggest group are black people, 235 black people shot and killed by police. So this is not something that just happens to black people, Alan Wilson, but you would not know that watching the media.
No, you wouldn't. And again, there's a narrative out there. There's a narrative that's being driven in the media, and there's a narrative that's being driven by certain far left groups. And again, for those people listening, I'm not saying that there aren't unjustified killings of white cops by blacks. No one's saying that. No one is trying to take away the unjustifiable killings that people are upset about. But what I am saying is that I don't believe that there is some systemic racism permeating the police forces in every city in the country. I do believe there are bad cops, but I believe the vast majority of men and women who serve in uniform are honorable people who have families. They're black, they're white, they're Asian, Hispanic, old, you know, older, younger, and they just want to do their jobs. And they go out there and they're being attacked because of the actions of a very few anecdotal type individuals. And it's not fair, Tara. It's not fair to law enforcement officers that these protesters are doing, these rioters. It's not fair to the first responders. It's not fair to the city leaders. It's not fair to the property owners who have had their property destroyed and vandalized. It's not fair to the other protesters who are legitimately out there trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. These people need to go away. We need to arrest them and prosecute them and put them in jail. This cannot be tolerated.
No, it can't, Alan Wilson. I want to thank you for stopping by today on the Tara Show and looking out for us here in the state of South Carolina.
Thank you, Tara.
Good morning. Joining us now, our sheriff, Greenville County, Hobart Lewis. Good morning, Sheriff Lewis.
Morning, ma'am.
So I want to congratulate you, first of all, because so many other cities and towns across the nation had things burning down and businesses destroyed and all of that. And we managed to get through this with no one hurt, no real violence, just a very safe event for the protesters. And for regular people. So I want to congratulate you on doing just a great job. Compared to the rest of the country.
Well, thank you. But it's the men and women at the Greenville City Police Department, the deputies at the sheriff's office. They were the ones standing out there and remained patient and did their job in an extremely professional way. So it was we were glad it went well, but they did a stellar job.
Awesome. And, you know, I just got, Sheriff, a text, because I know you, and if I understood correctly, is what I read in the mainstream media, that you and the police chief were marching with the protesters. The police chief was marching with the protesters against the police. Wait a minute. Could you tell us how that happened and what did it mean and what was going on?
I'm not. Tell me again that they said we marched against.
Yeah, well, no, that you and the acting police chief were marching alongside, marching alongside the protesters this weekend in Greenville. I'm just curious because they reported it, and I don't understand the context. I was curious about it.
I hadn't read that, but I can explain, I guess, what they may be talking about or think they know what they're talking about. But before each protest, Saturday and yesterday, myself and Chief Thompson walked down to Falls Park and found the event organizers and laid out the rules and the plan and the route that everyone agreed to take and when it would start, and also to try to get a feel for how many people were showing up. So that's exactly what we did on all three events. When we left yesterday, we were out front. We were walking back up to the City Hall area. They were going to walk to the plaza and have a moment of silence up there. So they did. They started behind us, and we were certainly out front, and we had the road closed to give them the roadway to march up to downtown. So I'm not sure, you know, if they thought we were involved in the march or whatever. We were working. So, but
you were there, and there. I mean, there was no violence. There were no problems toward you. I mean, to me, that is pretty remarkable.
No, there wasn't. What happened for the most part yesterday and then Saturday night after the event's over, there's some people who stay longer than they should, block roadways, and some Saturday night went out the Woodruff Road to different locations, Target on Woodruff Road, Kohl's on Woodruff Road, and the Walmart out there. And so you have to deal with those things after it's over. But again, you know, I mean, everybody's holding their sign, and some are certainly more, I guess, blatant maybe than others. And but again, you know, everybody did a great job of keeping the peace and protecting the protesters, protecting the citizens, protecting the businesses. We had a lot of resources out there, and very thankful that nothing was damaged, nobody was injured. The few people that were arrested, a few for assault, one was carrying a firearm. They were more really agitators, you know, not really part of that core group that was trying to hold the protest. So, you know, they were the ones that wound up causing problems.
Just curious, the agitators, the problem folks, were they from here or outside of here?
I don't know. I think they were there. I do know earlier from Saturday, a few were from other counties around here, not okay. necessarily from Greenville, but not from another state. Last night we were there for a long time, and you know, as people, as we were getting people dispersed, I don't have the information from the. I think we arrested 8 people last night, and I don't have their information yet.
Talking to Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis, when you turn on the television, when you go home and you see, I mean, just city after city burning, there's police cars burning, you know, terrible beatings that have happened to just bystanders on the street. Again, we didn't have that here. What do you think that you and the police did differently? Why is it different here? We were able to pull this off peacefully with nobody hurt and, you know, businesses not burned to the ground. What's different about this place or what we did here?
Well, we had a different group of people that protested for 2 days. We, again, they were protesting. They wanted their voice heard. They were not here to burn the city down or burn up a police car. We did have a large police presence on standby, and we would pull them out and use resources as we needed them. The few agitators we had, really, hopefully, you know, we stopped it in time to, we stopped them in time before it kind of snowballed. So, you know, the Lord blessed us is all I can say, because it could have got out of hand in a hurry.
Do you think this is over then, or what is the plan for the coming week? Curfews, or what is it going to take to control this?
Well, I don't know what the governor's statement will be today. I know, again, we were assisting Greenville City last night. We were in the city, and we were there to support them. If Mayor White decides to issue a curfew this week, that'll be a meeting they obviously have today or this morning. It's certainly, I mean, I don't think it's over by any stretch. We have to be prepared for that to keep the city and the county safe. But we do want to sit down with event organizers and activists, local activists here, and at least start a conversation you know, I think the biggest difference really here, we just have a better relationship with the community in general. We don't have issues they have, and you know, across the country, and there's a lot of parts of the country that don't have those issues when you talk about the divide between law enforcement and the community. So, you know, we want to continue that, and certainly, again, everybody's voice wants to be heard, and they got a right to express themselves, for sure. You just can't violate the law and commit a crime. We're not going to do that. So, you know, that's where we step in, and everybody's going to be held to the same standard, but we're going to do it the right way, and certainly be professional about it.
Talking to Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis, real quick question. I'm just curious on what it's like on the inside of your department. This has got to be really hard on your deputies who now have to go out and work the streets of this country after this has happened. What are you hearing? Give us a sense of how they're feeling.
Well, you know, one unique thing over the weekend, first off, most of them are on overtime. They're supposed to be off. They've left their families because we did have an event we were preparing for, and they willingly came in and stood by. It was hot. They wear a lot of gear, especially when you talk about the special response folks that just have an enormous amount of gear on, and you're standing around in the heat waiting to be called in to a certain location. They were very patient, for sure, and I know me and Chief Thompson couldn't be more proud of all of our folks, but the younger crowd really, we had a lot of older folks, you know, in the 40s and 50s that were part of the protest that were actually pointing out, you know, people who were problems, and they were letting us know who was not part of their group, and they were there just to start trouble or trying to agitate people. Again, they were willing to help and be part of the solution. There is a younger, for us here, there was a much younger group in their early 20s that you just couldn't talk to. And, you know, when you got somebody standing an inch away from you and screaming and spitting in your face, and they're 22 years old, and, you know, they stood there and held that line, and you know, just you at that point, there was no talking to them, no trying to really listen to what they were trying to say because they were just screaming. But they held their own, for sure. I mean, I think all our people did a great job, and they were tired when they left early this morning, but they were very proud of the job they done. When you look and the streets are empty and nothing's damaged, there's a lot of pride, you know, to know that you kept things safe, and you kept the protesters safe, you kept the business owners safe, the citizens. We had people down there that were sitting on the sidewalks at tables eating, you know, that you have to protect too.
Yeah.
So, again, it was just a small part that kind of inserted themselves inside all three protests for some reason, and they did not, it didn't seem to affect them at all that they were getting arrested. It was a unique situation.
Well, again, Hobart Lewis, want to thank you, Sheriff, for joining us this morning on 106.3
yes,
WORD.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep, and thank you and all your guys and gals for everything they do for us here in Greenville County. Let's jump on the line with Gerald and Cowpens. Hey, Gerald, how you doing?
Good morning, young lady. Miss Tara, now if these thugs start knocking out the windows of your car, and if you use deadly force, I wonder if the stand your ground law would come into play. Hopefully, maybe somebody in law enforcement would comment on that.
Well, no, I imagine they would. I mean, it's if it meets the... I don't think it matters if the person hurting you is a rider or not. But you bring up an interesting point here that I think may be the difference between here and Blue Cities. You know, all of this started around the country. This is Blue City after Blue City. These aren't red cities that this is happening in. And that's because there, you know, it was clear from the beginning that the mayor of Minneapolis was not going to allow the police to get in the way of whatever the protesters want to do. And that's why this spread across the country. So, I mean, I think your question is relevant, Gerald, in blue cities and blue states. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. There doesn't seem to be anything these guys can't get away with.
Well, you know, I just, you know, I'm old school, and I sure hope nobody don't try that with me, because I've got where I'm carrying my shotgun again in my truck.
Well, you're going to have to if this continues at the rate we're going, especially if you want to go to the Target.
Yeah. Well, thank you, ma'am. And y'all have a great week here.
All right. You too, Gerald. Thanks for your phone call. All right. I wanted to jump on this real quick. Got about a minute and a half. Now apparently we have lurched from pandemic to race war. I wanted to note something, though. It was an absolutely remarkable tweet over the weekend. It signaled the death knell of all this COVID-19 stuff. It was from, of all places, ABC News. You want to read it yourself? I posted it on my Facebook page. It's a tweet by their medical reporter, Eric Strauss. And you know what they found? They found that it's over, folks. ABC just admitted the lockdowns had no effect on COVID-19. Oh, they had an effect on the economy. 1 in 4 Americans applied for unemployment. 1 in 4 American workers, I should say, applied for unemployment since March. So they did have an effect there. But an effect on the COVID? No. Mm-mm. None whatsoever. This is what ABC tweeted, and this should have gotten a lot more attention than it did. Just in, the ABC reporter tweets, ABC looked at 21 states that eased restrictions May 4th or earlier and found no major increase in hospitalizations, deaths, or percentage of people testing positive in any of them. And those states included South Carolina and Georgia, Florida as well. Do we even have to do the lockdowns? Well, we reopened and it didn't change anything? No spike? Nope. Not in 21 states. Oh. So if we get a resurgence of this in the fall, then do we have to shut down since it apparently didn't make any difference? I'm just asking. But folks, I think this is it. I think this is the end. I think this is, we're done. We're done here. Which is great. And by the way, a lot of you pointing this out that, you know, wow, these protesters sure allowed to run around, do whatever they want, but don't try that last week without a mask. Yeah, I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.